This is the VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday urged Republicans running for Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election. President Trump says that he has already compiled a short list of potential nominees. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he already plans to nominate someone and confirm on Friday night, and as a result of Ginsburg's death, and call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say that it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. And again, Mr. Trump says that he does have a list of nominees already.
I've gotten to know many of them. I think it's probably, from a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever assembled.
The remaining eight U.S. Supreme Court justices and two former colleagues have been speaking out about their feelings regarding Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us.